Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Good morning. Glad that you are here. As we look at this scripture from the Apostle Paul, as he is writing to the church, he tells them to think upon the things that are good, things that are noble, things that are lovely, things the good things of life, and to put into practice the things that he has taught them, the things that they have learned in their Christian life from him, and the things they have seen, to put those into practice in their life. And of course, this is just good, solid advice that we need to do these kind of things, that we need to think upon good things, that we need to do good things, put these things into practice. But I think it's important to understand that Paul is telling them they have to do this. It will not come natural. The things that we need to do as Christians, in our minds, in our hearts, in our daily practices, these things don't come natural. That's why the Apostle Paul had to tell them to do it. If it was just natural, if it was normal for us to think upon good things all the time, if it was normal for us to put the things of Christian life into daily practice, there would really be no reason for Paul to say that, to write those instructions to the church. But he writes that and he puts this into action verbs. He says, think upon these things, do these things, put this into your life. These are things that have to be practiced because we live in a fallen world. We are human beings in sinful human bodies, in a sinful human world, in a fallen world, and the right things of Christianity are not going to just come natural to us. Now, for some people, it might be a little easier than others. Some people are a little more positive in their thinking. Some people have an easier time putting these things into practice. Maybe if they came from a Christian family, if they are surrounded by Christian people all the time, it's a little easier to live that out, perhaps. But for everyone, regardless of your situation, because we live in a fallen world, it will not necessarily come natural to do all the things of the Christian life, the things that Paul is talking about, to put in our minds on things that are noble and things that are good and things that are lovely. Those are not the natural thoughts of most human beings. It's very common for us to get stuck in negativity and frustration and to think badly and to kind of just do what comes natural to us, to get into our routines. And the Apostle Paul is instructing the church, it has to be more than that. You have to intentionally, on purpose, by a matter of practice, put your mind on the good things of life. And to put into practice the things you have learned in Christianity, the things of your Christian practice. And that's really what it comes down to, is that Christianity is a daily practice. Sometimes people treat it a different way. They treat it as if it is a heritage. Some people talk about Christianity as if they were just born into a family that was Christian, and they were raised as a Christian, and so they refer to themselves in their Christian heritage. If someone asks that they're a Christian, they say, yeah, I was raised a Christian. I was raised a Methodist or a Catholic, or I was raised a Baptist, or raised a Protestant. And they see their Christian faith more as a heritage they were born into than a daily practice. Some people begin to think about Christianity as more of maybe a club that you join. People talk about, I became a Christian at a certain age. And that's completely legitimate, of course, to join the church and to become part of the Christian faith. But sometimes people just sort of refer to that as their Christian heritage, their Christian past, that they just became a Christian at a certain age. They joined the church, and that is the extent of their Christianity. Somebody may ask, are you a Christian? And say, yeah, I go to church. Well, going to church is certainly part of it, but that's not the entire Christian practice. If we see our Christianity as a heritage we were born into, or a club that we joined, then we're sort of missing the idea of what Christianity really is at its depth, at its core. It is what the Apostle Paul is talking about. Where is our mind? How do we train our mind to think on a daily basis? What are our practices? How do we live that out every day? If Christianity becomes something else, if it becomes just a routine in our life that we go to church occasionally, now, I'm certainly in favor of going to church, of course, but if we just make that our entire Christian practice, that's not a lot of our life. You know, if we go to church for an hour a week, that's only 52 hours a year. Now, most people can't go to church every week. Sometimes you're sick. Sometimes you may have to work. Your job may require you to be at work on Sunday sometimes. So, you know, if we start looking at how many times do people actually go to church, even if they intend to be there every week, it may only be 45, 46 hours a year that people will actually be in church practicing their faith. Because that's all they can go. Because there's other things that bring us away from church, at least on some occasions. And if that's our entire Christian practice, that's not very much of our life. What if we only put, say, 46 hours a year into our other relationships, into our family, into our jobs, into close friendships? That wouldn't be very much. But sometimes people get caught up in thinking their entire Christian life is just the amount of time they go to church, or their entire Christian life is because they were born into a Christian family. The Apostle Paul tells us it's more than that. The Apostle Paul lets us know that we have to do things that are not necessarily going to come just naturally. It's where we put our minds. How do we train our minds to think every day? How do we put our practices into faith every day? It is a Christian practice. We think about this in other ways. We think about doctors practicing medicine, lawyers practicing law, because this is something that is continually moving forward. It's a practice of medicine is not the same as it was 50 years ago. If someone has to have surgery, they don't want that surgery the way it was performed 100 years ago, because there is continually things to learn. This is the same in law. We are advancing as a society. We are learning new things. We develop new problems, and new laws have to come about. And so we have to keep learning. So lawyers have to practice law. Doctors have to practice medicine. We as Christians are the same. We are still learning about God. There is so much to learn about Scripture. We are still facing new challenges in life all the time. New troubles are coming about, and new blessings are coming into our life. And we're continually learning more about God. And so this has to be a continual practice that is not just a ritual of going to church occasionally, not just something we were born into or a club we joined, but it is a daily practice of renewing our minds and placing our minds on the good things that God would have us think about and ponder, of putting into practice what we've learned. It's not just what we learn, but putting that into practice. It's not just hearing sermons or reading Scripture. It is putting those things into practice in our life. It is a Christian practice. It is the practice of Christianity. It is a mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical practice of what we do every day in our life. If we live that out, then we're getting to what the Apostle Paul was talking about, and really what we see throughout Scripture, that this is more than just joining a movement of Christianity. It is where our minds and hearts reside every day, that we put into practice what we're learning. We're continually developing as Christians. One of the things that I said in a Bible study many years ago is I said, if I'm teaching the same things 5 years from now as I'm teaching today, I'll consider myself a failure. And there was a lady in the Bible study that got really upset that I said that, because she said the truth of Scripture is still the truth of Scripture. Why would it change? And I said, the Scripture doesn't change, but I need to keep learning. I need to keep growing as a Christian. And as I grow, I can teach other things. It's not that the truth changes, it's that I learn more of it. I think we have to continually get this idea that this is a practice of Christianity that we bring into our life and live it out every day, and that won't come natural. Everything in life will pull us away from that. In this fallen world, we'll be pulled away from that daily kind of practice. And so the Apostle Paul says, put your mind on those things, the things that are good. And what you have learned, put it into practice. These are things of action. And that's why we pray together, because that's an action we can take together. That's a spiritual practice that we can practice together, and we can practice every day on our own. That prayer is one of those important aspects of the Christian life that we need to put into practice. And so we do that here. We do that together. Each time we gather together, we always pray together. And so let's take some time and let's pray together. God, we do thank you that you are with us in this fallen world. That even though the practices of faith won't always come natural to us, that so many things will pull us away from that, that your scripture calls us to put our minds on the things that are good and noble, to put into practice the things that we have learned in our Christian faith and the things that we are learning in our Christian faith. Help us to do that. Help us to not just simply reside in a heritage or in some habits or in the simple practice of going to church occasionally, as important as that is. Help us to be more than that. Help us to be daily in our faith with you, to walk daily in that Christian faith that we are putting into practice and renewing our minds on the things that are good and noble that you are teaching us. Help us to be in that daily practice. Help us to be putting into our life the things that we are learning, to not just rest in what we have learned, not just rest in our heritage, but to daily live out our life with you. Let us know that you want that because you're in relationship with us, that we are your beloved. We are your children, and that you want to walk in life with us. So help us to do that. Help us to put our faith into practice every day. We come in that spirit as we gather in this place, and we lift our prayers to you.